James Hatz from the SE1 website. A couple of questions about Tate Modern. One, could you say something about the steps that you've been taking to respond to the concerns of some of your neighbours at Neo Bankside about the new viewing gallery in the Switch House? And secondly, the wall that marks the is the overground expression of the extent of the oil tanks at Tate Modern has been fenced off in a rather unsightly way since the building opened. I wondered if you could say something about what's happening with that.
So on the first, we, as anyone who visits Tate Modern will be aware, have put up some signs encouraging our visitors not to gesticulate, to recognise that the people who live nearby have a right to some privacy. Obviously that privacy would be enhanced if those people decided that they might put up a blind or a neck curtain or whatever, as is common in many places. I need to repeat the fact that clearly people purchasing those flats were in no doubt that Tate Modern was going to build its new Switch House building, and the character and uses of that building were widely known, and therefore people purchased really with their eyes wide open. As far as the wall is concerned, clearly some of our visitors are more intrepid than perhaps our architects had anticipated, and we are about to put on the top of that wall a small balustrade that will make it more difficult to climb on and walk along, at which point, of course, those unsightly fences will come down. Thank you.
I think it's important to remember as well that the run rate, the distance of the road to Tate Modern, is probably unsustainably high. And, you know, it will calm down, and therefore it will change just the way in which people, I think, look around and behave in Tate Modern itself. And we're running at 12 million a year run rate at the moment. That's really not sustainable.